plate a potential nugget.
Talking about coaches, in your opinion, what are the few things that differentiate the great coaches from the average ones?
The students. It is the student who makes the difference. There are no great teachers in the world. There are great students who know how to use a teacher. That is the whole thing. It is the student who makes the difference. Who is able to look at the teacher and figure out, okay, what can I take from him? And therefore limited by his own curiosity and ambition. You should know, it's like consulting. I have seen most CEOs don't know how to use consultants. What is the purpose of having a consultant in your office? Many people don't know. They just do it because that's what is to be done. And by the time you discover the real purpose of it, it's too late. You have moved on your career-wise. And that's one of the reasons why you have many advisors, senior advisors. Senior advisors are there to tell you, why do you hire a big consulting firm? This is the how we show the consult coaches are not doing and you can blame the student, of course, but that is the relationship where you know the teacher, the student allows the teacher to be the teacher. And the teacher allows the student to be the student. And this is always a relational thing. Guru Shishya Parampara is not the guru is power and guru Shishya as the powerless and recipient of the knowledge. No, the student ignites in the teacher the right questions. It's a complex process of learning.
It's not a linear, what you're saying.
It's not linear at all. It's this, I will have knowledge, I will give you knowledge. It is never that. And we are thinking like that. It is not like that at all. When I'm coaching, I look at the person in front of me and I'm giving him a framework. And I see what he wants. And most of the time, they're telling, tell me a trick so I can make more money. Teach me a trick. I'm a pony, teach me a trick. And I'm like, if I knew the trick, why would I teach you? I would have been doing business. No. And I suddenly realize, oh my God, I'm dealing with a very foolish person. And I try to explain in many, many metaphors that, you know, this is what we have to work together. I have a body of knowledge that nobody else has access to. And there's a lot of knowledge in this access, in this knowledge. But you have to help me pull it out for you. I have access. I bring the database with me. Sure. But you have to help me pull it out from here.
Write the query function, right?
Yeah. I can't do that because otherwise I would be the businessman. No. I would be sitting in the business. I would be sitting in the throne. I'm not sitting on the throne for a reason. Those who sit on the throne will not have the ability to do this. So Ram, after that, Krishna is a charioteer. Nokare. Nokar. He's not king, although he's wearing crown and all that, which we get confused. He's a gwala, cowherd. He's a low caste man. But we don't want to use, because it's our Brahminical not letting us see data. Ram is Pattabhishekham. He is sitting on the throne. He is auspicious. So Ram, what will happen when Krishna and Rama are having a conversation? What will happen? You just have to see Vashishtha, you have to see Vishwamitra and see the conversation and you'll understand what's going on. Or how the rishis would teach or talk to the kings. They would talk very differently.
In my coaching relationships, if I look at the situations where I feel the interactions have been the most effective, where I've been able to add value, and where I have learned the most, those are probably situations where the coachee has been really curious to grow and develop. I often tell people, in coaching, Houston, I have a problem, works much better than Houston, he or she has a problem. Which is what happens when a leader asks you to coach somebody else in his or her team. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of content that's covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential, highlights from 2017. I've tried to capture the key takeaways from my various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines. From people such as Zia Modi, Nanda Nilekani, Vishi Anand, Vijay Amritraj, Amish Tripathi, Vinita Bali and the like. For more, please visit playtopotential.com, where the content is organized by nuggets and they are tagged by themes so that you could get perspectives from multiple individuals on a topic that you care about. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, and several other podcast apps. But that may not give you the flexibility to navigate across speakers by theme. If you find the content purposeful, I would request you to go to iTunes, rate the show and share a review. It will help others discover it. Thank you for listening.